Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, welcome to Baby Name Envy, the podcast. My name is SJ Strum.
I feel like I want to say hi then. Hi!
I know, it's weird because you're not talking at the beginning and then I'm like, and this is my sister,
and you
Naomi.
Say I'm SJ and then you say your bit and I feel like I can go, and I'm Naomi. But there's never any of that. I've just got the hi guys.
All right, well, you start then. You introduce the podcast.
I'm not starting the whole intro.
Yeah, well, that's what you just said.
No, I'm joking. Like, you know, like when you go, and I'm SJ, do your bit, then maybe I should go.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Baby Name Envy, the podcast dedicated to all things baby name dilemmas and dramas. You're going to hear a ton of names for inspiration, but you can also join in with us helping to solve these real life dilemmas that people are going through. They're pregnant, they're hormonal, they're tired, they're shattered, they're in a pandemic and they need a name. So we are here to help. My name is SJ Strum. I am a baby name expert and I'm joined by my sister, who is my podcast co-host, Naomi.
Hi guys.
So let's get on with our chat today, because we are talking, it's quite vintage themed this time, which I really do like. And also we've got some fun games coming up. I'm really excited about my game.
Well, do you know what I was thinking about names is, when you hear a name, do you automatically, secretly, in a non-judgy way, potentially,
trying to get us
out of everything, age the person,
oh, right,
potentially think about what they look like a little bit, like hot or not, and how successful they are or anything. Like, does a name give you all of that? Because I think I could be a little bit guilty of that. At work the other week, we had an instance when I said I was going to see someone called Emily.
Uh-huh.
And my boss was like, oh, so just an older person. I was like, oh, I wasn't getting that at all. Like,
someone young.
No, and they weren't older at all.
And there's been studies done that your name affects your success. You know, you think about it. Especially with social media now, that's why people are changing their names. And I think now why there's such a baby name boom, because there's not just a baby boom, there is a baby name boom. Every single year, there's more and more diversity of names registered because they're all looking to stand out.
Yes.
You know, it's not the olden days where you'd see the name George land on a piece of paper in a CV. Yeah. You know, success is going to be very, very different. So the times are changing.
So we are all guilty of it then.
Everyone, yeah. That's why names are so important. You know, you've got to really think about it. And it says so much about you as a parent, and it says a lot about what life you want your child to have as well, and it says about how hot you are.
It does. So on that note, what's your hot male name? So mine is, ready for this, he would be smoking this guy, Aiden. Probably was a bit, I think I'm totally influenced by Sex and the City there, because I think Aiden. she had her boyfriend Aiden and then Mr. Big.
Oh yes, yeah,
Mr.
did.
Big, that name, well,
yeah.
He sounds all right as well.
Yeah, it does. Swipe whichever way you do. Aiden.
What's your good-looking name for a man?
Well, I've got Tobias.
Toby.
Tobias. What, Toby Carvery, maybe I'm thinking about. Tobias. He is European. Is he? Oh. He's European. He's gentle but outdoorsy.
Is he?
I think he's a vegan.
Oh, God. And you fancy this man?
I am. Me and Tobias would be, yes, my boyfriend Tobias.
Yeah.
I think it's a handsome name.
So for girls, I thought the name that makes me think that they're really pretty, successful.
Oh, yeah.
Kind.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going with this?
Gentle is, Chloe.
Oh, yeah, with a K or with a CH.
Oh, well, now you said that's made me think that I'm subliminally thinking of Khloe Kardashian. No, I'm thinking Chloe with a C.
With a C, so am
softer.
I really like it, but I've always loved it, but funnily enough, it is a very diversive name.
Really? Why?
Loads of people say, I mentioned it to her, I know why we like Chloe, because there was a little girl at our school called Chloe, and we thought she was so cute and lovely.
She was.
And she was really, really nice. So Armine, she was like this unique, really lovely, what you just described. And I mentioned it to Henrik, and he was like, that's like a really common everyday name. And then I mentioned this online, and it was the number one Marmite name, as in people hate it. People say it's a mean girl name, it's just so common. So we've obviously just missed, no one in Swindon town was rocking the name Chloe.
No. And then I guess really it is a brand as well, which I hadn't really thought about. I just think if when I hear it, someone said
beautiful,
I'm Chloe, meet you at 10 o'clock, we'll have a chat. I'd think, I'm meeting someone that's really attractive.
10 o'clock and have a chat. Oh, the life you live.
Well, 7 p.m. it'll be Aiden I'm meeting.
So what's drama of that. If it was 10 a.m. for me, they're a little bit different. So I've gone Marnie or Sloane. So kind of really too cool for school. Like I would be too intimidated.
Are these your boho trendy mates?
No, I'm too intimidated by Marnie and Sloane. I'm not hanging out with them. They're like New Yorkers. They're opinionated. They're like the sort of, I'm too intimidated to hang out with Marnie and a Sloane. But yeah. I think that these are names that I would look up to.
We screwed up our faces a little bit then when you said them again.
Oh, like, we did.
Oh. Marnie and Sloane. I think it's because we want to hang out with them.
We've decided we don't like them after all. No. Marnie and Sloane cannot be on our Baby Name podcast. So then what are you thinking? Are you going to go the other way?
Yeah, I am going to go the other way.
Oh my gosh, you are. You're going to go for it.
My man name, so he's not good looking.
Oh, bless.
And he's not cool.
Oh my goodness.
And he's a bit of a geek.
Do you know what we need
I'm really
to
worried about saying,
like,
actually.
Like, guess who for names. Is he hot? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone
really
called Kevin?
What's happened though is I've just started
watching This Is Us.
I know, this is what
you're
telling me.
And he's the hot guy on that.
And it's confusing you.
It is confusing me because he's hot. However, Kevin is not.
But similarly, the name Trevor, for example, that we would think is not that trendy.
It's not.
Is seen as a very good looking, handsome name in America.
I'm gobsmacked.
Because I did this intensive poll. This is what I do with my days. And I was talking about names I didn't think could come back. And I said, Trevor, like Trev. Can you imagine a baby Trevor? Whole load of bombarded I was with emails going, well, my boyfriend's called Trevor. It's actually seen as a really trendy, handsome name in America. So maybe Kevin is the same.
Must be, yeah.
It doesn't travel well.
It doesn't. I think it's because it's just smack bang in my ear at school. I think there were just loads of like Kevins,
Derek's. I don't mind
Kevin
so much as well.
What name have you come up with for an...
I don't know if I've done one, Jim. I'm just having a look. Oh, I have done one. This is a tough one because it's an association. So it's the name Elliot, which is a beautiful name.
Yes.
So popular. I've got friends whose kids are called Elliot. But it's an association.
I know the boys. Okay, someone else can just throw that in.
That's why I need my sister, because you know who I mean from school. And
now I can't stop thinking about him.
I've never been able to get on board with it.
No.
So when he was a little bit mean. But for girls, then ugly names, like people don't like the names like Myrtle, Mildred, Blanche. I love all of those names. I really like those old vintage names that are a little bit kind of like out of style. Like Nora used to be, and Nora's really back
and
now.
It's really back, and I really
and
like
Norma.
It. And then I thought Ursula, because I actually do know someone that's really lovely called Ursula, but the character in The Little Mermaid.
Well, you're just so funny with your baddie names. with your villain names.
And I'm surprised I know a Disney name as
well. That's what I was going to say. Have you watched Helga, The Little Mermaid?
I thought wasn't an attractive name. Helga. And the way I said it wasn't very attractive. Helga. And then Edwina. I'm not thinking Edwina's hot. Are you?
Well, I think that's the thing with names. The names I do struggle with are those feminine names of boy names. So things like Pauline, yes. Geraldine, Marlene. But then funnily enough, I quite like Frederica because I love a girl called Freddie. What?
It's just that it's your child's name.
Oh, yeah.
I quite like Frederica. Weirdly enough. I wouldn't like to be called Frederica, would you?
Well, no, probably not. But I do think. But then there's a little girl I know who's called Freddie. And I think it's super trendy.
Yeah, it's cool. I kind of like Teddy.
She's super trendy.
Do you think there are some names that have gone in the extinct lists?
There's so many.
That we could bring back.
And they're all coming back.
Maybe via this podcast.
Or my YouTube channel.
Or your YouTube, well, definitely the channel.
The vintage names are so popular. Everyone's, when we're going further and further and further back, that's what I've recognised. So it's, you know, these names do have about 100-year cycle. So as soon as they become grandparent names, they're trendy again. So that, imagine our children's vintage names will be like Sue, John, you know, like, yeah. Graham, and they'll be like, how cool is that name?
Yeah.
But for us, I really like things like Doris. I can get behind Doris.
I can get behind Doris.
Ernest, I absolutely love. I mean, I don't know about Nigel.
I'm not sure about Nigel. Neville.
I like Malcolm. Neville.
Malcolm.
I don't mind Malcolm.
Oh. Wayne.
No, not so much Wayne, no, not for Wayne. Me. But Clive. Morris. Clive I like. Clive.
I don't like Clive.
I say it again, Clive. Clive I like.
Maybe it's your secret hot name. Well, Myrtle.
Love. Flower name. Myrtle. Oh. I'm on board.
Donna.
Maybe soon.
Dennis.
Perhaps.
Duncan.
Yes.
Sitting there.
You're trying to...
You just like all names. I'm trying to break you here.
I do.
Leonard.
I like it.
Oh, Harold.
Maybe not. I'm not quite there with Harold.
No.
Maybe Harold's too old. Okay, so I'm going to help, guys. I've got a game
right.
for you now, Naomi.
Okay.
So we've loved playing these games. And this is, you know, like when you like make up your... Do you remember people did like their lockdown name and it was your emotion and the last thing you ate. So mine was like, I was an anxious avocado. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't do it.
And so things like that where you come up with names. So that's, I thought it'd brilliant. Be fun for you guys to play along at home and to put Naomi in my game hot seat, which I really...
I get so stressed. I take it so seriously.
That I did not expect. I know. Right. So this is your festival name. I've only tried this out on you, so I don't know if these work. So everybody at home as well, if you're going to a trendy festival, your festival name will be your star sign plus your favourite flower.
Okay.
So what's yours?
A Virgo hydrangea.
Oh, very trendy.
I think Virgo's trendy. I mean, I quite like it as a baby name.
I suddenly do. It's yeah. a hydrangea. What does that look like? Is that those big round ones?
Yeah, that I have in the garden.
See, I'd be Pisces. Oh, no, I was going to say marigold, but I think I was Pisces daffodil.
Yeah, that's nice.
Pisces. Is always, so Virgo and Pisces hitting wilderness.
If only. If only.
Back to Ibiza. Oh. Okay, so then this is, what is your Etsy business name?
Right.
So you get creative now. So okay. You're going to come up with three names. It's going to be your favourite colour, an outdoor space that you like, and then the end of your childhood address. So it'd be your favourite colour, an outdoor space, so it could be like beach, garden, field, meadow, something like that. Mm. And then the end of your childhood address, so it could be street, lane, close. Okay. So what's yours?
Well, my favourite colour is black, but I might switch it up.
No, you can't. This is your
Why
Etsy
can't
business.
I switch up to noir?
Oh, you can. Okay, Thanks. Okay, okay.
Thanks. So I'm noir.
Ooh.
Beach way.
Noir beach way. I like that.
So do I.
I am getting like
I think
trendy.
Noir's going to go to that festival.
I think Virgo Noir. My name's Virgo. You can find me on Etsy.
We'll leave Daffodil at home.
That's quite trendy. So what, you'll be selling some cool stuff. So mine is, yours is kind of like trendy Ibiza Etsy stores. And mine is Yellow Meadow Way.
Oh.
I don't know what I sell.
Quilling.
What's quilling?
Quilling's where you turn around those little bits of paper and stick
right.
them on to make a
pack. Oh, right. Oh, I would.
Decoupaging cards.
I probably am.
Yeah.
Probably.
With all your time.
Come over to Yellow Meadow Way. So tell me yours. And then the last one, I don't know if this is, so this is your filthy romance title.
Oh my God.
So if you're
okay.
going to write your own
okay.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my goodness.
It has to be, it starts with, I wasn't going to tell you what the title was. So you have to write down the emotion that sums up the last year for you.
Oh.
So you could be, you've had a year in lockdown. What kind of your overwhelming emotion that you felt? And then the second word you're going to write down is your favourite item of clothing.
Okay. Oh, I'm really struggling here. Okay, so my emotion of lockdown, that really moved, that kept changing for me. So when I was on furlough, I was ecstatic.
So it could be ecstatic.
Ecstatic shorts. I hate shorts.
I don't say shorts. yours would be, so ecstatic was your furlough time.
Yes.
And then your favourite item of clothing is?
A kimono.
Then you add the word in the middle. So your filthy romance title is Ecstatic in Kimono.
Well, that's about right. Yeah, I was ecstatic in my kimono in the garden.
By Virgo Hydrangea. Right. Well, I hope you enjoy playing along at home with those ones. If you've got any more like that, then do just send them to us on Instagram. Send us what we could make up and we will design those and put them back out for people to play because I think they are quite good fun. So now we're going to help some people answer
their
baby
dilemmas.
Name dilemmas, our favourite bit.
Okay. Our first daughter is named Annika Elise. We pronounce this Annika. I like that the name is feminine and has a lyrical quality together with a middle name and yet has the strong K sound.
Yeah.
My husband likes that it is easy to spell and fairly easy for our daughter to say.
It's lovely. Very Scandinavian.
It is. A few of our other names that we considered for our daughter were Annalise, Genevieve and Lorelei.
Yeah.
I doubt that we will use these for our second daughter. Annalise would then have two Anna names.
Yeah.
My husband thought that Genevieve was too much of a mouthful and too difficult to spell. I still like Lorelei, but I don't want Gilmore Girls associations, and I don't like the nickname Rory or Laurie.
She has thought about this.
She's given it all the thought, and so she should.
She should, yes.
My husband has expressed an interest in a celestial name. He threw the name Lo into the mix. Wow. He likes how short it is, and it's a moon of juniper. I don't like the mythological origin story in which the girl is seduced by Zeus and later he turned her into a cow.
Wow, it's true.
Ooh, yeah. Not to mention, it doesn't sound good with our last name and way out there. It's really thrown me up in a loop and now I'm not sure what to look for.
He's thrown a bit of a curveball, hasn't he?
Well, I really like celestial names. I can get to that theme as well. I could have gone down that route. I really like those sorts of Luna, Juniper. But Lo is a very short name, isn't it? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, in this, she spelt it L-O.
Yeah, I mean, so I just really find it really a departure from it. Annalise, Genevieve, Lorelei. And I'm wondering how interested he is in this celestial name, Lo. And I think she sounds quite annoyed about it. You know, she does not sound good with our last name. It's way out there.
And he's gone really deep, hasn't he? Like a little moon of Jupiter,
little moon. Yeah, I know. I'm wondering if this is what happens. This is what happens when you're like having a baby. Then you're just sat there and suddenly everything sounds like a good name. Like water bottle. That sounds good. You're just kind of like getting yourself a bit trapped.
Does Annika and Lou though? Oh, Lo.
Mm-hmm.
They sound all right together, don't they? It's just the spelling being so short. I mean, he really has clung on to the easy spelling, the L-O.
So what I thought was really nice, which I know is a favourite name of yours, Naomi, is the name Astrid.
Yeah, I love it.
So I thought that Annika and Astrid sounds really beautiful together, and it is a celestial name. It also just means beautiful or fair, which is really nice, but it has a second meaning, which is star-like radiance. And I thought because she says she likes the strong K, feminine with the K, I thought Astrid is the same, feminine but with the strong T and the D.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
Well, I love it. But I completely love the name Astrid. I absolutely love it.
Good. I think that's a really good choice. And I thought there's a shorter name, Ayla, which is spelled A-Y-L-A, which I really think is beautiful.
Beautiful.
It means moonlight.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that stunning?
Yeah, beautiful.
So if he suggested Lo, he might like it because it's Ayla. So it's got that sort of like simplicity.
Yeah.
And it means moonlight or halo of light around the moon.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
It's kind of celestial. So you're kind of giving him a bit of celestial.
He's got what he wants there with a celestial name.
Ilara is another moon of Jupiter, which is really nice. And I felt like with Annika and then Ilara, it's that same R sound that they prefer rather than the A.
Yeah.
Ilara, a moon of Jupiter.
Yeah.
I see. I've feel like I'm really helping him out.
You are helping him out. Getting out of a hole, getting him that celestial name.
She'll be like trying to get out. And then I found this name, which is a funny one, but it's the name Jove, J-O-V-E. And it was the alternative to Jude, it came up. Apparently, it's another name for Jupiter, which was the Roman moniker for Zeus. So that's interesting. Jove. I don't think it's perfect for her, but I just was like, I've never heard that name or seen it on a list. And for some people, they might really like it. But yeah. For her, I think Astrid or Alara.
Perfect. They're both beautiful. Both really
Maybe
nice
Astrid, because I think Astrid and Arnica just sounds so good together.
They're going on my list. I love both of them. Yeah, I love them both.
Well, that's my job done. Named in another imaginary baby of my sister's.
Oh, this is a great dilemma here. Uh-huh. So we are pregnant with twins and adopting a baby boy.
Oh,
I was once told in my early teens that I couldn't have kids. My fiancé and I were looking into adopting until I unexpectedly fell pregnant with my daughter on Christmas Day. It was a true miracle.
I bet.
We have named her Noelle Hope.
Beautiful.
After three miscarriages, we knew it'd be risky having more children and decided on adoption. Mm-hmm. But that's when we found out we were pregnant with twins,
a boy and a girl. Goodness.
Isn't it exciting? We have finally decided on Emery Blue and Teddy James. And they are due in mid-April.
Emery Blue and Teddy James. Those are cool names.
Really cool names. 1 month ago, we got the most life-changing news. Our previous adoption agency has contacted us to say we can adopt a little boy and he'll be here in June. Wow. I was absolutely shocked. But we had the conversation with the husband. I decided we're adopting this little boy.
Gives you tingles.
It's absolutely amazing. They are going to have their hands full. Wow. We need a meaningful name that goes with Teddy James and Emery Blue.
I still
can't believe my little family of three is becoming six. Isn't that amazing?
It is so beautiful as a story, and I'm so happy for you all. And I just think that little boy who's coming into your family is just going to have, sounds like the loveliest family. And just growing up all together like that and knowing how special they are. It's going to be hard work, but you know, the mum community is very, very strong. So everyone will have your back, and just walking around, I can't imagine, with those three little babies.
All those babies. Oh my goodness.
I know. They sound so lovely. And I love the names, actually. Emery Blue and Teddy James. So I'm imagining that Teddy is the girl and Emery is the boy twin.
So am I. Yeah, absolutely. So
meaningful names, it is quite hard. So I had to look. So Emery means home strength, which is really, really nice. And then Teddy kind of means guardian or protector. So I was kind of trying to look for another name that also meant protector, because I liked the idea that this family, you know, they're all going to really protect each other. And it's such a beautiful meaning. And they've been through so much together. And especially being adopted, that sort of protection is really, really beautiful name. But see what you think of these ones I found. So the name Edmund means protector, and I do quite like it. And it's got the E from Emery and the D from Teddy, so it flows quite well if you kind of go like Emery, Teddy and Edmund.
Yes.
But it's a bit of a stronger name than she's gone with before. It's a little bit maybe too serious.
Yeah.
The nickname could be Ned.
Which is lovely.
Which is a nickname. And then I thought that's quite cute with Noelle. So then have like Noelle, Emery, Teddy and Ned.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really quite cute. Nice. Yeah, lovely.
But the long form being Edmund, which I really do like Edmund. Like, I think it's a bit quirky, a bit cute. And she obviously likes quite quirky and meaningful names. The name Ethan was on my list. It means strong. Mm. But a name I really liked was Jesse.
Yeah, I did.
Which is a boy name, which means gift.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And I felt that was really nice because she's got Emery, Teddy. And they both end with the E sound. Then Jesse really fits with the other children.
It does. Yeah.
But it means gift, and it's such a huge gift to your family. Oh. And that, you know, for I think adoption is one of the most wonderful things in the whole entire world. It's such a gift for every child. The other name I came up with, for some reason I kept coming back to, there's two. This one is Elio, which is spelled E-L-I-O. It's a Spanish and Italian name, and it means sun, which I think is beautiful because he's going to be your son. But also, really, it means sun as in sunlight or sunshine from the ancient Greek of that Helios, Elio. And it's a really lovely name. And I think she likes quite quirky, I would say, with Noelle, Emery, Teddy and Elio. And then Caleb is the last one I've written down, which means whole.
Oh,
and I feel like
that's
he's
made me
gonna
a bit
make you whole.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And I like Caleb, and I just think like it's Caleb, so
but now you've
lovely.
Said that. Oh, it's so lovely.
All whole and wholehearted and being complete as a family. It's just a really beautiful thing.
I really hope they hear this and give that some serious consideration, because that's a lovely
name.
Yeah,
do let us know what you end up choosing.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So yeah, really emotional story. Then we've just got a few more dramas that have been sent to us. So every single week, we spend a lot of time coming up with name ideas and inspiration for people who are really struggling with babies on the way. But we also get sent some more just dilemmas and dramas, like really tell me the honest truth, because I'm in a situation where I'm getting some negativity about a name or somebody's stealing my name and they just want some advice. So guys, do really help out. You can write your comments in the rate and review section for this podcast in particular. And a huge thank you again to Channel Mum for sponsoring Baby Name Envy, the podcast, and for all of you who've taken the time to rate and review us across the platforms. It's been absolutely overwhelming.
Amazing.
And lovely to hear from you guys. Yeah. So the dramas, and we've got to be honest, which is why I've got Naomi involved.
Okay,
it's
I'm
not
ready.
That I'm not honest, it's just that I genuinely do have a lot of love for a lot of names.
You do.
It's just so nice, and she's just so mean. Who knows, her name means pleasantness.
Oh, I know. I moan backwards, that's what it is.
Okay, so hi SJ and Naomi. My fiance and I are pregnant with our first child. The gender is unknown as of right now, and we have a baby name dilemma. If we have a daughter, we planned on naming her Rogue Eleanor. We really like this name, but not many people seem to be on board. We know the definition of rogue, but we think it could be turned into a really cute name. Do you think we should change it to Eleanor Rogue, keep the name the way it is, or ditch it altogether? Tell me the truth.
I can't believe that is the truth, that they like Rogue.
Rogue.
Is it in the lists? Do people use it?
Well, Maverick has come up, actually. Maverick, yeah. And that's a little bit. So these sorts of character trait names almost are coming up, yeah. So I don't know.
Well, they love it, don't they? So they want it. They want to use it. I think maybe
It's a little bit difficult because when you're using this personality trait, like being called Rogue or like being called Maverick, it kind of gives you something to live up to. So if you're actually just like, imagine me, like obviously for them, they must be quite wild. So they must be like, oh, I'm a real rogue, They must feel like that says something about them as a personality. Like, I don't think it would suit my child.
Well, I hope it doesn't suit mine. I'd be like, I don't want a rogue. Oh my goodness.
But I think they want something a bit daring. And then it's funny that it's with Eleanor, which seems so classic.
Yeah, I think the middle spot is the way forward. If they like it and they love it, and they obviously really do, middle spot. I think it is quite out there.
It's a lot for somebody to, it's a lot to live up to, to have the comments. It's not so much even about the name, it's just the comments you get constantly.
Absolutely.
That people are always like, and I think you would have to be brave enough or really have enough courage in your conviction to be able to tell your daughter, we love that name and we love it because of these positive meanings.
Yes.
And it was because of this great story, or it needs to have some sort of meaning, because it's not... It sounds like a cute name, but it sounds like a little nickname to me. I would maybe look at a long form where it could be a nickname, which
Agreed.
I haven't done yet, but I could send her. Or I would go Eleanor Rogue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I think that's better. I really do.
But you guys let us know what you think as well.
Absolutely.
But Courtney, let me know. Get in touch. We are on Instagram, baby name Envy. You can DM us. And if you want me to think of some long forms for Rogue, I will have a go. And you guys have a go as well, because you're brilliant at this. So this next dilemma, she has said, some people are insane.
We know.
When it comes to names. So this lovely viewer over on YouTube sent me a message. She says, I worked with someone. She worked with the dad of a baby girl. And we were due a week apart. He was having a daughter and I was having a boy. Mm. So that's great.
Yeah.
Colleagues going through the pregnancy together. How cute. They ended up being born on the same day.
Unreal, but yeah.
So they're in hospital together. She was first and her son was second, 3 hours apart. Anyway, the mum said, my son's name is what she had wanted had her daughter have been a boy, and that it wasn't fair that I used it.
I mean, are they friends as well as colleagues?
I mean, they must know each other a little bit because she stormed over there. She said, I didn't know, but she said...
She must have recovered well
Yeah. And she said, I didn't know her that well. Or even knew that she liked the name. She told me I should change my son's name because if she has a boy, she wants to use that name.
Yeah, get back to your cubicle.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd be livid.
I'd
be angry back.
Wouldn't you love to be on that ward though?
I'd love,
opening a curtain.
I'd just inch it back a little. little bit. Yeah.
She says, I don't care if she uses it. Like, she can use the same name. She's like, but I'm not changing my son's name, who was born before your maybe child.
Made up.
As she has said, your maybe child. Yeah. Some people are insane. And I think I agree.
I agree. Insane. Yeah, that is absolutely insane.
Stealing a name back for hormones your gone unborn wild. Child.
Labour story. What must be labour ward stories? Needs to stay on the ward.
Oh, yeah. I was nearly said to be a fly on the wall, but I remember that noise and I don't know about that.
No, never again, no.
So thank you so much, guys, for sending in your dilemmas, your dramas. We have so enjoyed chatting to you about all things baby names. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Don't forget, for more name inspiration, you can find me every single Monday over on YouTube, SJ Strum, where I give you name lists every single week for inspiration and ideas. We will be back next week with more baby name envy, and we will see you then. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.